This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Thank you for joining me today. I'm your host, Medical Intuitive Carol Reitberger, and today's topic for the show is one that I absolutely love to talk about. It's on chakras. And specifically, I'm going to be focusing in on the third chakra, as this is the part of the chakra system that creates that common ground where the head and the heart form sacred union, meaning that this is where our spiritual nature, our spiritual self, actually merges with our physical nature or physical self, so we can move forward in the life that we desire to create, both with personal power and self-confidence. So a topic that very near and dear to my heart, so I can't wait to share that with you. I'm also going to be taking your calls, so if you have a question for me about today's topic, you want to know about chakras or the third chakra, or you have a question about your health, I invite you to call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good in the U.S. and Canada. And then also international callers, dial your international calling code, and then 877-230-3062. I have got a fascinating, exciting giveaway that's happening on my Facebook page. So I'm going to invite you to go to my Facebook fan page under Dr. Carol Reitberger, D-R-C-A-R-O-L, Reitberger, R-I-T-B-E-R-G-E-R, Reitberger, today, because I'm actually launching this very fun promotion of guessing how many beads are in a jar that's actually pictured on my Facebook page. The person who guesses the exact number or the closest number to the actual beads in the jar is going to win one of my Soul Full Connection bracelets in the color of their choice. The winner is going to actually be chosen this Friday on March 14th. So I invite you to go to my Facebook page, Dr. Carol Reitberger, and then submit your guess on how many beads are in this jar. I think I'll just give you a little hint, is choose numbers higher than automatically in the inclination when you look at it to go lower. I was even surprised when I counted and put all those beads in that jar, how many it could actually hold. So go in and submit what your guess is. And then if you want to, share it with your friends by liking it to your friends. And then what you can do is that you can submit that. They can submit the information on how many beads they believe is in that jar itself, and then whoever wins on Friday is going to get this Soulful Connection bracelet. These are very, very beautiful bracelets, not because I created them, but because they were gifted to me by the Celestial Helpers and the need to be able to create something that we could wear, that we could see all the time and kinesthetically feel, to be able to deepen that connection with our soul. And the interesting part about the bracelet itself is that if you gift that bracelet to someone else who you have a soul connection with, then what it does is it deepens your connection with yourself and deepens your connection with the other person at a soul level. And the Celestial Helper said in the creation of this bracelet is that we want to create love and peace, one bracelet, one person at a time. So basically these were channeled and I was guided to create them exactly the way that they are. And if you're interested in knowing more about the bracelets, just go to my website, www.reitberger.com. And then what you do is just click on the moving slide up at the top of my homepage on Soulful Connection Bracelets. And you can go to a page that'll show you all the colors. I have 19 different colors that are available. But also there's an audio excerpt that talks about how these bracelets came into being and what these 13 charms have, both in message and the energetic connection that each one deepens with your soul. So go to my fan page, Dr. Carol Reitberger, on my Facebook, guess the number of beads in the jar. And then also, if you want to, then go in and learn more about why these bracelets were created. I'm also going to, I wanted to let you know that I'm offering my Healing Happens on a Higher Level webinar that I gave in January of this year, 2014. It talks all about what does healing on a higher level really mean, and then how do we tap into that natural flow of energy that we have that is just kind of designs the order of things. How do we tap in to the order of things, that natural order, and how can we take our desires and put that those desires in the natural order for healing our lives? And what that really means is it can mean healing the body, but it also can mean really creating a new reality, which is what 2014 is all about. Very, very exciting. So if you're interested in the download of this audio webinar that I did, Healing on a Higher Level, it's available for purchase on my website. Purchase it right then and there. Download it right then and there. And there's a bonus workbook that's also included that you can follow along with as you listen to the audio portion. And then what you can also do is use it to capture your thoughts. So again, lots of things going on my website. So I encourage you to kind of check in on a weekly basis. I don't know about you. I don't have a chance to always go there even on a daily basis to my own site, but at least on a weekly basis, because I'm always posting brand new things such as new workshops, evening of readings, and then new products, both audio and in printed form that are available for purchase. So let me begin very briefly talking about chakras, because I think we need to go in and look at the fundamentals of chakras before I really go in and start talking about that third chakra. So the chakras are in Sanskrit writings. When we go and we look at the history behind chakras and the awareness of how they're explained, is the Sanskrit writings referred to chakras as wheels of light. And they describe them as bell-shaped vortices, spiraling vortices that emanate different frequencies and, as a result, different light. There are seven chakras in the physical body, and there's five chakras around the crown of the head. Each of the chakras in the physical body has a different vibrational frequency, as do the five around the crown of the head. And the placement of the seven chakras in the human body are in direct relationship to an endocrine gland, and the endocrine gland are the seven ductless glands that basically drive the entire hormonal process of the human body. So what we'd find is if I were to take you and wire you up with little electrodes in these seven different areas on the human body and put the information that comes from those electrodes on an oscilloscope, then what I would see is that each one of these seven chakras have a wave-like frequency, and each one of those frequencies differ. The chakras in the lower part of the body, such as the first chakra, the root chakra, the wave-like impulses would be very well-defined, but they also have a lot of gap. They're very symmetrical. They come up and then back down, and then they have a very long flat area, and then they go back up. So the wave-like frequencies are further between those undulations than if I were to go the seventh chakra, and that looks like we're looking at a ripple effect where it's up and it's down, it's up and down and up and down and up and down. The vibrational frequency that we would find in the first chakra would be somewhere around 610 megahertz cycles per second. And when I get up into the seventh chakra, up at the crown area, tied to the pineal gland of the endocrine system, then we find in the measurement that we can do that that particular chakra and its vibrational frequency flows anywhere from 2200 to 3800 cycles per second, megahertz. So what that does is it tells us, just by the scientific evaluation that we have, is that as we get closer to the physical part of who we are, then what occurs is the vibration slows down to match the vibration of Mother Earth so we can remain grounded. And then the higher we go up in the chakra system, these seven chakras, up to the crown chakra, which is the part of ourselves, that spiritual part, that connects us with our higher self, and then ultimately connects us with that divine higher consciousness, that we find that that chakra spins at a very, very fast rate. The wave-like frequencies are very compressed, very close. The highs and lows are less pronounced. So it's just a way that the chakras are used as a communication tool, because they really are. They're always communicating outwardly. They're also communicating inwardly to the physical body. So they're a very sophisticated communication system. And the chakras as the system, when they leave your body, they may appear from the drawings that we've seen of chakras is that they're quite large. The reality is if we measure the surface of the skin, define this vibrational release that's associated with the chakras, it's about an eighth of an inch in size. Yet the messaging, the vibrational communication messaging that goes along with the chakras, we can now measure 55 feet from the human body. And it's kind of like dropping a pebble in a pond where the chakra actually emanates from the physical body to when it finally reaches the shore or that outward world. It is very, very expansive in its expression, and that it allows us to be able to share who we are, what's going on vibrationally, and then attracting others to us or experiences through them of how they can interact with us at that vibrational nature. So we think of us as just being communication through our five physical senses, but we really do have a very sophisticated communication system called the chakra system that really is all about the way that we dialogue and interact with our outer world in a way that we don't really even have to say anything. That information within that vibrational frequency of the chakra itself is coming in, and it is telling people who we are, what we're dealing with. But the purpose of that is attracting people who share a similar experience, are experiencing the same thing, and then what occurs is then their vibration merges with ours, comes back into our field via the chakra system, that the layers of the chakras, those seven different frequencies, actually serve as a buffer. So when information comes in, then that buffer comes in and sorts out the vibrational information in a way that we either, it's of value to us, or it basically causes it to reflect off of us. Maybe because we've made a decision, dealt with something, maybe we are still in that contemplative state of trying to figure out what it is, but the chakra system as a whole will allow only in the information that has value to us and that is something that we can use as information to move us forward to create change from what is going on in our life. So when we think of the chakras, you know, we think of them as colors. They're vortex. Each one has its own vortex. Combined, there's a vortice. When you combine all of the chakras, then what you do is you start to find that we now create what's called the human aura, this vibrational field of living consciousness. Each one of the chakras has a consciousness about it. It actually expresses itself in our behavior. And that consciousness is leaving our body to seek out consciousness that is mirroring where we are, that also has history behind it, and that can attract others who have shared the same experience. And the gift of that is that information comes back to us in a way that we really can sort through and discern and utilize in order to expand our consciousness, to grow personally, and then also for that spiritual development and that evolution of spirituality, that spiritual nature of who we are. So when we think of chakras, you know, they're really much more than even has been written about them in the way that they work. They're very, even though they may appear to be independent from each other, if we look at the drawings of chakras, they appear to be very independent. However, they are very interdependent, and they really rely on all of the chakras of this system in order to be able to be of value in that vibrational communication process, and then also in maintaining that vibrational balance in the human body. So that's the chakra systems in its kind of a holistic approach, reflection of what they are. But one of the things I want to talk about is I want to talk specifically about one chakra, and that's the third chakra, because that chakra is going to be consistently the most active chakra that you are going to, and I am going to deal with as we move forward in this energy of 2014, which is healing on a higher level. That particular chakra is, if we use the metaphor of a teeter-totter, and we take the seventh chakra, which is reflection of our highest self, that evolved self that connects us with our higher I am, and then we take the first chakra, which is the lowest vibration, which is the root chakra, also considered to be the chakra that keeps us grounded. It's around our survival and being able to use human ego for that survival process. So if we take those two extremes, low vibration of the first chakra, then also the high vibration of seventh chakra, it's like a teeter-totter. That's the board of a teeter-totter. But if we don't have a fulcrum, we don't have a pivot point, then it's difficult for the teeter-totter to move, the highs and the lows, the ups and the downs, and it's difficult for us to be able to engage in the activity that we enjoy, which is living our life purposefully. So that third chakra is like that fulcrum on the teeter-totter, and that chakra is where that spiritual self and our physical self come together, and that forms a common ground, a vibrational, almost a neutrality, to where the head and the heart, the spirit and the physical part of us can come together, so we will be able to find balance within our own life. And then also, because this particular chakra, well, all chakras deal with the physical body, so we can maintain balance in our physical body. The organs and the glands that are associated with the third chakra are the stomach, esophagus, liver, gallbladder, kidneys, adrenals, the upper tip of the pancreas, the spleen, and then also the central nervous system, but specifically the cranial nerve number 10, the vagus nerve. This chakra manages the digestive processes and influences the nervous system, and is also, because of the spleen involvement, is an integral part of the functioning of the immune system itself. The digestive process that's associated with the third chakra is a reflection of our ability to digest and assimilate everything, foods, thoughts, and emotions. And it determines both the state of health of our mind, our thinking, that human psyche part of us, and also the physical body. This chakra is found in the solar plexus. The solar plexus is in the area that includes that lower rib, and the lowest rib in our rib cage, and actually goes down into the area where it's just about 3/4 of an inch from our navel. So this particular area of the body is called the solar plexus, and the color of this chakra is yellow, and it is, again, the common ground of where that spiritual nature, but more importantly in our humanness, where our head and heart forms union, so we can see situations mindfully and also experience things emotionally to be able to use the information in a way that we can make better decisions, healthier decisions in our life. The third chakra is the chakra that has often been called the second mind, the second brain, and its expression is through our gut instincts. And many times people will say, well, the gut instincts are intuition. That's very true. It's the right brain. It's the heart part of who we are. And the gut instincts, that third chakra, brings that spiritual, intuitive, heartfelt nature in decision-making to the thoughts that we have and the logical, rational part of the brain. So if we went in and we actually looked at the kidneys in that third chakra, and we were to look at it and then do an overlay of the human brain, we would find the right-left hemisphere. And then we'd also find the adrenals that sit on top of the kidneys. Those little kind of humps that we find on the kidneys actually mirror the prefrontal lobes, which is the decision-making part of the brain. And the prefrontal lobes and the decision part of the brain, making part of the brain, is really tied to the emotional component rather than just that logical linear production of thought itself. So we can actually overlay the human brain on the kidneys, on the adrenals, and that is another reason, excuse me, why it is called the second brain, the second mind, and then also talks about gut instincts. When our gut instincts tell us to not move forward, it isn't necessarily screaming at us, oh my gosh, you're stepping into harm's way. But what it's saying to us when we don't get that strong gut instinct that this is the best decision and to move forward, all that gut instinct is telling us is you don't have enough information. You need more time to think about it. It's creating a chemical change of fight, flight, stress, or fight, flight, freeze stress response in your body. And it's just basically saying to you, you're just not ready to be in that decision-making mode at the moment. So take a deep breath. Allow yourself the time to be able to get your head and heart in some semblance of balance. Again, there's the word balance. And then to be able to move forward in your decision making where head and heart are in this this sacred union. And then what we do is then we create the reality that we truly desire, meaning that we've thought it through, it feels right to us. And in that particular process, then we can harness this energy of the law of attraction to be able to actually attract through the chakra communication system, attract back to us the information that we are looking for that will validate that we are on the right course, or will bring information and saying, okay, this is the right course, but let's look at maybe just adjusting it just a little bit. Maybe there's a slight course correction. So again, a very, very important chakra, and one that you will be aware of consistently throughout this year. And the way that you will most likely be aware of it is I found in the readings that I've been doing since the first of the year is that I'm dealing with a lot more digestive issues. I'm dealing with weight gain that's tied to digestive issues. I have more readings on gastritis now or esophageal GERD. I'm also having irritable bowel show up more, or which is basically a nervous stomach. And then also I'm finding things about colitis. So there's a whole bunch of information. So the human body uses that chakra and the adrenal glands to basically say to us, do you want to be here or don't you? And if you don't want to be here, what do you need to change? It's really that simple. And the minute we change one tiny little aspect of our direction, or bringing in more information and change one little aspect of a decision, then what we do is then we get renewed clarity. The law of attraction works favorably, meaning it attracts the experiences and the opportunities to us. And then what we do is we not only create our new reality, we live it one step at a time. So very, very important chakra. It is the chakra that you, in the human body, first and foremost, you will experience stress. If you're experiencing stress, then what you do is you have to go in. Excuse me, I rarely will say you have to, but in this case I will. You're being called to, or have to, go in and just say to yourself, what do I need to look at? And if you do that and you breathe when you're doing that, the stress response in the physical body calms itself instantly. The body is able to process the stress hormones the way that it's designed. The levels of cortisol do not stay increased where we experience it through aches and pains, physical fatigue in the body, joint pain, muscle pain. And then also we get that fuzzy thinking. Well, the gift of fuzzy thinking is it's saying to you, you have fuzzy thinking. Don't move forward. Just stop. Take a deep breath. Slow it down. Drop the pace down a little bit. Quiet that heart. Breathe in more. And then what you'll do is then you'll get the clarity. So as a medical intuitive, all of these metaphors, gastritis is something's eating at you. Irritable bowel syndrome is that you are just like a cat on a hot tin roof. You're as nervous as can be. So a lot of information there, and I'm going to continue talking about the third chakra. I do want to, before I go into the commercial break, I want to take Carol from Sacramento. Hi, sweetie.
Hello, Carol. How are you?
I'm fine, but my namesake, how are you?
I wish I were doing better.
Yeah, we are such good people. I know TMJ is another another thing that seems to be tied to this third chakra phenomena. So anyway, how can I help you? What can I offer on that insight, sweet?
Well, you offered an incredible opening to that just kind of spoke of my last week. It was stressful, and I was with my business, things are moving really fast, and I'm trying to keep up, and I've got four children, and my neck has just absolutely locked up. It was sort of slowly locking up, and I could feel it in the jaw first, mm-hmm. and it's gone down into my shoulders, and I would say I'm locked all the way about to my middle back, you know, the chakra you're speaking of today.
Correct.
And I'd like to be unstuck.
Okay. So we need to find that magic place, both in the muscle structure and then also in the vertebrae. So let's do this. Because really what you don't truly have TMJ, sweetie. You have the symptomology of it. Undeniably, you've said that. But there are times that your jaw does move freely. Your bite is where it needs to be. You're able to chew the way it needs to be. So I want to go in and I want to first say to you, you do not have TMJ. You have the lockdown associated with it.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. So let's go in. So what would be of value to you, and there's a couple ways you can do this, is that I would encourage that you seek out a craniosacral practitioner. If you don't know of anyone, go to John Upledger, UPLEDGER, his website, put in your zip code, and then what you can do is you will find somebody that is trained in craniosacral release work. That craniosacral release work, what it will do is it's going to work right behind your ears. If you were to go to the top of the ear and then drop down just a little bit, you'll notice there an indentation there. The craniosacral worker will hold that area, not with a lot of pressure, but what they're doing is they're realigning the cerebral spinal fluid. They're putting your head on straight so it's sitting in that natural skull bowl. I know there's a metaphor there. I'll get you on that one in a minute, honey. I won't let that one just go by, believe me. But what it'll do is it'll take the pressure off of the muscle structure. And it'll take the pressure off of that vagus nerve that I was talking about that keeps the muscles locked down, that impacts the stomach area, the lungs, the heart, that whole chest area. So that's something. Now, what you can do before you go to that process, before you find someone, is underneath the nose itself and then in the upper lip, you'll notice you have that little indentation. You can actually take your finger, index finger on either one of your hands and then just put slight pressure there and then just breathe. And if you're not familiar with EFT, emotional freedom technique, I would encourage you to look at that. Just put a little bit of pressure there. Concentrate on breathing in through your mouth. Breathe in through your nose, release through your mouth, and just focus on the breathing. It's going to start to relax that vagus nerve. It's going to start relaxing the muscles, and then you'll start feeling some relief where your head doesn't feel like it's in a vise.
Okay, wonderful.
The next aspect of it, there are actually three places in your spine. Are you working with a chiropractor?
I am, but she's not returning my calls right now, so I might need a new one.
Here's your vertebrae. C1, the atlas or axis vertebrae.
Okay.
C7, which is the cervical plexus junction, which is tied to the peripheral nerves that animate the muscle structure in the shoulders, neck, arms, and hands. And then you want to go down and have her work with thoracic vertebrae 6. So I've got C1, C7, T6.
Okay.
What that'll do is it's going to release the tension because your muscles, I'm going to say it again, because your head isn't on straight, the way that it's sitting in the bowl is that it's causing all the muscles in the neck, the shoulders, the mid-back to fight each other trying to find its centeredness, its balance. So what it's doing is the muscles are doing what they're designed. They're trying to straighten you, but in the process, they're yanking on each other and they're setting a pattern that is causing the discomfort and you can't seem to release it.
Yeah.
Acupuncture would also be of great value to you. But my sense is, sweetie, is that of all of the different modalities that I've offered, the very best one is for you to get an adjustment. and that adjustment needs to be more muscular than it does to be skeletal. You'll hear some snap cracking and stuff that's going on. That's air bubbles within the spine that's being held hostage. You know, informing these is that your muscles have locked you down. So that can help you. I honestly, you know, every dentist that's listening to me isn't going to like this, but there's no reason for me to send you to a dentist.
Well, I have an appointment tomorrow, and I canceled that one, so that's good news.
Yep. The one thing that ultimately, at the dentist, you may want to talk about a night guard because you do clench your teeth. Your dreams are extremely busy and very emotionally charged, so you're going to have a tendency to clench your jaw down, to grind your teeth. That just has a lot to do with the dreams. But I think that will get you out of the discomfort. In the meantime, use some ice on your shoulders. Use some heat on your shoulders. Again, watch and see all these muscles being like a hard stick of butter, just melting. All of that's going to help. So the last part, getting your head on straight. Okay, so you're very good at juggling things. You know, multitasking is not a problem for you. That's the way it feels. But what is occurring is there's something about the business that is throwing you off balance. It feels like it's jerking you around. That's what it really feels like to me. And what you might want to do, because this is a wonderful year about restoring the direction we want or creating a new direction, I encourage you to go in and to go back and visit the very thing that caused you to start your business. What was it that you want to bring to the world that is going to make a difference? And if you go back to that original desire and mission statement, as we call it in the business world, and look at that, you're going to find that you're really not as off course as you think, but you've been yanked around like Gumby. Maybe it's the competitiveness that I'm picking up in the field. Maybe I can pick up a person that you're working with, feels more client than it does somebody that's actually in there. You're just being jerked around, sweet.
Yeah.
And instead of going and trying to hit this head on, there's a metaphor, isn't it? Hit this head on. Then maybe what you do is just go back to what was in your heart that caused you and encouraged you to want to bring your work forward. You're not on the wrong path. You're not off purpose. What you do is exactly what you came here to do from your soul's purpose. It just got yanked around.
Okay. Well, all that's beautiful. Thank you for your help.
You are most welcome. My pleasure. I can't wait. See, once we touch like this, I own you. So I'm going to feel when you get that ha-ha moment, and then we can go from there. Thank you very much. Okay, what I want to do is I want to take a quick commercial break. I'm going to come back. I do have some other callers. Stay on the line there, callers. I'll take your call. And then I'm going to talk just briefly more about the third chakra and how can you use its energy and the information that shares with you to be able to heal your body and then to be able to heal your life on a higher level. I'll be right back.
If you have a question for Carol, call her now, toll free at 1-877-230-3062.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing. What color is your personality?
red, orange, yellow, or green? Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire, create more satisfying relationships, enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at Reitberger.com. What you learn will change your life forever.
Back, if you're just joining me, today's topic is on the third chakra. Started too early. I'm just so excited about all this. Oh my, well, welcome back. I'm going to go back. This is like replay. Thanks for joining me today. If you are just joining me, I'm talking about the third chakra and the important role that it plays in how we express our self-confidence and also the important role it plays in the well-being of the physical body. I also want to just encourage you once again to go in and look at my website. I've got a great promotion that I'm just launching today on my Facebook page, Dr. Carol Reitberger. It's about guessing the number of beads in a jar. There's an actual picture that is posted on my Facebook page. Guess the number of beads in the jar, and then what you'll do is you'll win one of the beautiful Soulful Connection bracelets that was channeled to me, that I was advised, encouraged, pushed, nudged to create, to be able to help us, including myself, remember how to deepen that connection that we have with our soul. I also want to invite you, while you're on my homepage, to go in and look at the moving banner at the top of the page. I do have a lot of events that I've just recently posted. I've got an audio download of the Healing on a Higher Level webinar. And then also, I encourage you to sign up for my Vibe News, my newsletter that comes out. This particular newsletter was on relationships, and self-esteem. And again, a lot of information that comes forward in that. Just briefly, a little bit more about the third chakra. The best way to think of the third chakra is that it mirrors our thoughts and then the emotional charges that we have attached to those thoughts. This chakra is actually considered to be the energetic cognitive center of our being, and it serves as a bridge to merge between what we've learned, that acquired knowledge from our outer world, to that inner wisdom that we have, that is the wisdom that is shared through our soul. And again, as I said in the first segment, is it connects head and heart. One of the essential qualities of this particular chakra is it allows us to discriminate between our inner knowing and what we've learned, because what we've learned is also charged with a lot of emotions that has to do with experiences that at the time served us well, but now we need to move beyond. So this particular chakra and the energetic vibration of it, using those gut instincts, is basically saying to us, is this where you want to go? Do you need to think about it more? Or in many cases, it may be saying in that gut instinct, no, you definitely don't want to go here. It's called the personal power center. It's where we have self-confidence, both of which are really necessary if we're going to break free of our old patterns of thinking and old emotional patterns. And then also we need to have, if we're going to take the risk that are requiring us to move beyond our comfort zones. So what we do many times in this third chakra is that we become overloaded with information. Then what we do is we appear to others that we are indecisive. And what that does is it's a call to action for the people in our lives, whether they're significant others, meaning important to us, or their acquaintances, to assume that control lead, possibly in their desire to be of help to us. But most often in human behavior, the way we're conditioned is to basically take your indecisiveness, take control of you, and then tell you what you should do and what you shouldn't do. When somebody comes in and starts using the should, could, would words, then what they're doing is they're really reflecting their own thoughts and their own emotional charges. And then that gut instinct, that third chakra, comes in and goes, oh, this belongs to them. Are you sure you want to take it on? because it may not be able, it may not serve you well. And that gut instinct, that third chakra, uses its vibrational nature to discern the quality of the information, to discern what's the best course of action for you to take. Either give it away, throw it away, eliminate it, take it in a little bit, process it a little bit. Maybe you discern it belongs to someone else. Give it back to them energetically. You don't need to call them up on the phone or send them an email. Oh, by the way, this, whatever it is that smells belongs to you. So what you do is just vibrationally put it back out into the field. That information goes out and it finds another connection. And then that connection serves a value to the person, but it releases you from the coulda, shoulda, woulda. And very, very important. And that's part of the thing that has to do with the third chakra. So how do you use this energy in a positive way? First thing is to be very aware of what's happening in your human body, and that means being in your body. It's very easy with all of the different distractions we have, the multitasking we have, that we do find ourselves getting really distracted and not being able to pull ourselves back around to focus. So what you can do is you can surround yourself with yellow. Maybe you want to repaint your office, then repaint your office or a room that has a yellow undertone. Maybe what you want to do, because we don't want to wear yellow because it's a very vibrationally stimulating color that can throw us off balance. So maybe what you do is that you have a piece of cloth or a scarf that you put on that has a yellow in it. What that does is that yellow balances that chakra. If it has teal, that's a healing color. Blue is the fifth chakra. We go into that pink or that rose or that fuchsia. All of those are vibrational frequencies that create balance in the physical body. The other thing that you can do is that you can, if you don't know Reiki, I encourage you to learn Reiki, because what you do in the Reiki attunements is that you are really dealing with the chakras and the vibration and the symbols of the chakras in order to be able to create balance. So Reiki is very effective in a healing process at the subtle energy level. That's what we're really dealing with. As is music, tuning forks, sound, crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls. What you can do is also the chant Om, where you hold it. That brings all chakras into balance. And what it does is it starts at the third chakra. All these different modalities and therapies that I'm sharing with you, they all begin at the third chakra. While they may be intended for other chakras, they always start at that third chakra because that is the balance point within that spiritual nature and that physical nature. So you can use actual physical color, you can use sound, you can use subtle energy approaches such as Reiki, you can use sound therapy, you can use color therapy. There's many, many things that you can do, but most important is be aware of your stress level, be aware of your digestive area. And those two things are going to be the things that's going to say to your brain, hey, we need to deal with this right now. And remember that 75, we think 85, up to 85% of your immune system's ability to protect you starts in your digestive system. It starts in your gut. All right, let's jump in and let's take Elaine. Hi, sweetie. How are you? Hi.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Great. Thank you for calling me and thank you for holding.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. I had a question about my skin. I have rosacea, and I've been taking acupuncture and trying to change my diet, and I was wondering if you could tell me if there's something else I should be doing.
There is, and there's a couple of things, is that anytime we have anything that comes to the surface of the skin, whether it's hives or rosacea or eczema, or eczema, some people will call it, all of those are indicators that we have something bacterially going on inside the body that needs to get to the surface of the skin so we can deal with it. So the first thing is the fact that you have it, that it's coming to the surface of the skin to create the awareness, is a very positive thing. In this particular case, when we look at rosacea, what it's saying is that we have a bacterial imbalance that's happening in that small intestine in the gut area. Many times I've found as a medical intuitive, there's a underlying occurrence with rosacea that has to do with candida, a yeast overgrowth. So in that gut, we have the bacteria, the yeast, and the fungus. And when we get out of balance, then that bacteria gets out of balance. It needs to come to the surface of the skin because the immune system's pushing it there. And then also, in the case of candida, it comes to the mouth, could come to the skin, comes to the sinus area, and then also in the vaginal area. For me as a medical intuitive, all the things that you're doing, sweetie, are absolutely perfect. The only thing I would encourage adding to what you're doing is to focus on what you can do to support your immune system. You don't need to heal it, but what you can do to support it, because it feels fatigued to me. It's working, but it feels like what you're dealing with from the skin issue is just taxing it. And if you can look at foods that you can eat, mindful meditation, hypnotherapy, things that you can do, and even self-hypnosis you can do. You can do guided imagery. Bella Ruth Knapersack has some wonderful different downloads that you could use on skin issues and how to heal and support the immune system through guided imagery. So those are the things that I would add. Look at foods that support not only the alkalinity of your gut, but also support the immune system, because when we get out of balance in our gut, then that pH that's in the gut gets out of balance in the immune system. It gets into the blood. Now we have a propensity to have skin eruptions or changes. Even vitiligo is a part of that surface in different parts of the body. So everything you're doing is great. Let's just see if we can add some things that are going to support your immune system, both emotionally, psychologically, meaning thought work, and then also from a physical standpoint.
I did have a question about taking antibiotics, which I don't normally take, but I'm at the point now where I think I should to help fight it.
Excellent.
Okay.
Excellent decision. One of the things, if I may, again, not to discourage, but I just feel like I need to say it. When you look at the antibiotic regimen and you're working with the physician with it, please ask if you can take something that is longer acting. There's a tendency in medicine internationally that they want to pull out something like a Z-Pak or something that's like the big guns, boom, take it for 5 days and everything is good. But because it's the big guns, it really changes the dynamics of the gut. So getting on an antibiotic regimen would be of great value to you.
Okay.
And what you want is you want something that is smaller dosages, longer period of time. So it gives your immune system the support it needs for the time it needs to be able to deal with this. The other thing is that antibiotics are going to change the flora of the gut itself, gut meaning stomach and small intestine. So you will want to do probiotics. You will want to use alkalized-based food, digestive enzymes. You might want to look at doing some flower essence or essential oils that could help as well. But it's going to change the activity in your gut. And what it can do, especially when we use the big guns, it hits it all of a sudden. But what it'll do is it'll change the yeast dynamics. And you may, based on what I'm picking up, find yourself dealing with a yeast infection.
Okay. So can I take probiotics at the same time as I'm taking the antibiotics?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And in fact, start right now.
Okay.
You know, all we, and the digestive system, the probiotics, they are supporting your immune system, and that's a great place to start. And then absolutely, I would explore it, and I would encourage you to look at using the antibiotics.
Okay. And, are there any other issues that you see in my body that I should be dealing with?
Yes. Thank you for asking me. So it feels like you're experiencing something on an emotional level that makes me feel like you're allergic to yourself. Is there something emotionally, a pattern that you've been working on wanting to change? It's tied to guilt, and it's tied to the words, the emotion of sadness.
I've been dealing with grief and sadness and just lack of direction in general.
Yes. So in that particular case, grief and sadness are very acidic emotions. And one of the things is it feels in many ways what you're experiencing is just a reflection of your conditioning and reflection of you going back into your human coffer, the human mind, that psyche, and you're pulling up a lot of old, toxic, emotional patterns that your soul is deeming we need to get to the surface, and it's coming forward in the rosacea. The gift of it is you're doing great work by digging it up. You don't need to spend a long time dealing with it. Just bring it up and let it go. Bring it up and let it go.
Yeah, that's what I have trouble dealing with, is how do you let it go?
Okay, so bring it up, and if it's sadness, then and you associate an experience with the sadness, and that experience starts to cause you to spiral and spin and can't find your way out of it, use the visualization. This is why guided imagery is also very helpful. Use the visualization that this is, I'm going to use like a hairball. And it's like a cat. You need to cough it up, honey.
All right. Literally
see that emotion of sadness, because we hold that in our chest. We hold that in our heart. And see yourself extracting that hairball or whatever visual you want to get. I don't know. Cats came up. Is that pulling it up, seeing it, and then seeing it being taken out of that chest lung area where we hold grief and sadness and guilt. See it coming up and expel it from your mouth. Visualize it like poof, spit it out. You know, we do that with our kids. They put something in and we're screaming at them, spit it out. See yourself doing that. You'll be surprised how that will relieve the emotional charge, and your mind won't find those hairballs.
Okay.
It's a very powerful tool.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much. That helps a lot.
You are welcome. So, the minute that I get her off the air on this, we're taking a call. But one of the things is third chakra, skin issues, third chakra, digestive issues, third chakra. We're allergic to ourselves. We're eating at ourselves. We're unhappy with ourselves. We feel immobilized. All of these are the metaphors of the third chakra. So again, guided imagery, self-hypnosis, hypnotherapy, things that deal with us at a psyche level are very important in this healing on a higher level as we find ourselves wanting to change both the health and well-being of our body and then also changing what we want to create in our lives in the direction that we want to go. The kidneys are in the third chakra. That's something to be very mindful of. The kidneys, in the right kidney, we hold resentment. In the left kidney, we hold shame. Resentment is that we're resenting something outside of ourselves that is causing us to hold that being frustrated or, I could use a very eloquent word. I probably shouldn't on the air, but you know, with ourself. And then what we do is we hold ourselves hostage to the shame that we feel because we should know better. We should move beyond this. You know, if we would have done this. So when we think of the kidneys when we have anything that happens with them, that what we're doing is we're trying to release something mental with an emotional charge, but mental first, a thought pattern that is causing us to be unhappy or with ourself. And then what we're doing is that we're trying to do release work. And in that kidney is that we don't hold ourselves in that shameful place because maybe we couldn't do that. I thank you. I love sharing this information. If this is something you want me to talk about on chakras in the future and go through the chakras, go to my website, submit on the radio tab, submit a suggestion. I would love to hear from it, and I'll put it on the show. Thank you for joining me. Light and love. I'll see you next week on the radio.
You've been listening to The Carol Reiberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reiberger.com. That's www.reiberger.com. See you soon.